This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Garg stresses uninterrupted court services at all cost. Election Commission holds first consultation with political parties for March 5th House of Representatives elections. And Pakistan and Afghanistan agreed to 48-hour ceasefire after deadly border clashes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Garg emphasized that court services cannot be halted even for a single day during a joint meeting with the Board of Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, and a delegation from the Supreme Court. The meeting addressed alternative arrangements for the Kathmandu District Court, whose building was damaged. Supreme Court Chief Registrar Bimal Powdil requested the CAN to provide its building in Babarmahal for temporary use. In response, Prime Minister Garg directed the CAN to make the building available, underscoring the necessity of uninterrupted court services. An understanding was reached for the CAN to conditionally provide the building for immediate use. The Prime Minister further instructed the court and the CAN to formalize a memorandum of understanding to facilitate this arrangement. The Election Commission of Nepal held its first discussion with political parties today regarding preparations for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March 2026. The Commission had invited political parties that were represented in the dissolved House of Representatives. The meeting saw the participation from the key figures, including representatives of Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, CPN Maoist Center, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, along with the representatives from other parties. During the discussion, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari urged the parties to foster a conducive environment for the election and actively participate, as preparations have already begun following the election announcement. The election date was set after the dissolution of the House of Representatives and the formation of a government led by Sushila Garg following the Gen Z movement on the 8th and 9th of September. From election to ecology, the forest conservation areas of Resunga and Madani in Gulmi district are emerging as vital habitats for rare bird species. Among the globally rare birds, 6 distinct species have been identified in Gulmi. Sambhu Bhattrai, who is the project officer with Bird Conservation Nepal, emphasized that these areas serve as essential sanctuaries for these unique birds. The Resunga Forest Conservation Area is particularly notable for housing species such as the cheer pheasant, the eastern imperial eagle, red-headed vulture, white-rumped vulture, Egyptian vulture, and steppe eagle. Additionally, spiny babbler, which is exclusive to Nepal, can also be found in Resunga and Madani regions. Of the 902 bird species recorded in Nepal, over 35% have been spotted in Gulmi, according to Bhattrai. Various bird surveys conducted by Bird Conservation Nepal at different intervals have revealed that 276 species are found in Resunga forest area, while 289 species are present in the Madani forest conservation area. The most recent survey indicates that a total of 325 bird species have been documented in the protected forest areas of Resunga and Madani, representing more than 35% of bird species found across Nepal. The Nepal police has arrested 122 prisoners who had escaped from various prisons in course of the Gen Z protest demonstrations on the 9th of September from Kathmandu. The District Police Range Kathmandu, the Valley Crime Investigation Office and the team under it captured 122 prisoners who escaped taking advantage of the Gen Z demonstrations. According to Ramesh Thapa, who is the senior superintendent of police, among those arrested, 122 are men and 10 women. Thapa stated that a search is underway for remaining inmates who escaped from prison during the protest, stating that escaped prisoners from various jails could be present in community and neighborhood. He requested the public to report to the nearest police post or the police hotline 100 in case they have such information or they see the fugitives in their local areas. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Pakistan and Afghanistan have agreed to a temporary ceasefire following the deadliest border clashes in years, which left dozens dead and forced evacuations on both sides. According to Al Jazeera, the 48-hour truce began on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Islamabad time, with both countries claiming the other had requested the pause in fighting. Pakistan confirmed the duration of the ceasefire, saying that during this period, both sides would make sincere efforts to find a constructive and peaceful resolution on the ongoing dispute. In Kabul, the Taliban government instructed its forces to observe the truce unless it is violated by Pakistan. The agreement comes after a week of escalating violence along the border. The Taliban had launched a series of offensives in southern Pakistan, leading Islamabad to threaten strong retaliatory action. Pakistan has repeatedly accused Afghanistan of providing shelter to fighters from the Tehrik-e-Taliban Pakistan, allegations that Kabul has denied. The United States has sought to downplay concerns over the stability of the Gaza ceasefire after Hamas said it requires more time and specialized equipment to recover the remaining bodies of Israeli hostages. According to the BBC, under the first phase of the Gaza peace plan, Hamas was required to release 20 living hostages and return the bodies of 28 others. While all living hostages have been freed and 9 bodies returned so far, efforts to locate the rest are still underway. Senior U.S. officials said on Wednesday evening that talks with mediators remain constructive and that Hamas has indicated its commitment to fully implement the agreement. Late Tuesday, Hamas handed over 2 additional bodies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of the hilly regions of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki stresses uninterrupted court services at all cost. Election Commission holds first consultation with political parties for March 5th House of Representatives elections. And Pakistan and Afghanistan agreed to 48-hour ceasefire after deadly border clashes. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.